We're in the middle of Shiras Hayam. We were Kuf Pei Vav? Okay, Reinkan. Okay, the beginning of the second column. And he had explained that the main theme that he had explained yesterday was that that the Shira was the basis of later Emuna. The Aminu was not what they saw. What they saw with their own eyes. And it was the basis for Emuna in the future. He also said that one of the miracles of the Shira is that everyone thought of the words at the same time. Even though it wasn't prescripted, they didn't get the nusach beforehand, they didn't have a siddur with Az Yashir, but they said on their own, everyone said it together. Second column, Ein kan amokam laharach bebiur kol hashira, says they don't plan to go through the whole thing. Begam she'ematras hashir or levar kol teva v'teva, the purpose of the shir is not to explain every word. Rakdinasa, we will attempt lehizraches beeza pratim ulahavir kama nekudes yisaydes, to stand on a few central points and to explain some of the basic ideas. And mikaidim yeshlohayer masha ikur hashira nemra al gevuras Hashem b'molchama v'al ma'polas hamitzriim. The main shira is on Hashem is gevura. And the defeat of the Mitzrim, the one pasuk that refers specifically to the miracle of the water, which is it's not about the etzim splitting of the yam, and it turning dry, and the piling high of the water. Sometimes you read something, you see what's there, you don't see what's missing. And sometimes to see what's missing is, I don't know, you need someone to point it out. So it doesn't say in the Shira itself, it doesn't say that the yam split. And he's asking the question, why that's missing? The etzim splitting of the waters is not mentioned. It mentions, it talks about the defeat of the Mitzrim, but it doesn't talk about the actual splitting of the Yam. And the question is, why? Amru Chazal. I once had read a line about this. You heard it from me for sure. Sometimes in class, we learn something, I say, what's Shver? And there's something obviously Shver, and the boys look at it, and they can't get it, because what's Shver is what's missing, not what's there. So I once seen a line about Sherlock Holmes and Watson on a camping trip. So they wake up in the middle of the night, and Holmes says to Watson, "Watson, what do you see?" He says, "I see stars. I see galaxies." He says, "Watson, what do you see?" He says, "I see the North Star and the Big Dipper." And so, Watson, what do you see? He says, "You fool! They stole our tent." So the point is that you don't see what's missing; you see what's there. So in the Shira, it doesn't mention the splitting of the Yam.
He also wrote a story about the crying of the dog that didn't bark at night.
The mystery of the barking, of the baying of the dogs at night. That's the one you thought I was going to say. Okay. Because what I just said is some of a rope. It's not actually in Holmes. This is actually probably in The Hound of Baskervilles. He says, there's a murder during the night. People are getting murdered in this place. And Holmes and Watson sleep there, and they wake up in the morning, and someone got murdered again. So Holmes says to Watson, wasn't it strange, the baying of the hounds during the night? So Watson says, but Holmes, the hounds did not bay. She said, that was the strange thing, the baying of the hounds. If there was an intruder, their dogs would have barked, right? Anyway, getting back to Shiras Hayam, which is missing the splitting of the Yam, which is missing the actual splitting of the Yam, Amru Chazal. So let's see what he says. The foreign district's parasha. Why is the Shira missing missing the actual splitting of the yam. Amru Chazal, Kashim is a nice and shalom to Gris Yamsuf. A person's parnosis is hard as splitting of the Yamsuf. Ubarla kol she'en kushi eitzal kadish baruch. Nothing is difficult for God. V'kavanas ha-gemara she'kriyas Yamsuf yesh bay kushi ba'asagas b'nei adam. And the Gemara's kavana is that the splitting of the Yamsuf has a difficulty as far as a person's ability to understand. The Hainu. Shagula sayam hus hoisamur keves mishnei yonim. Gula sayam was a combination of two things. Aleph, hanhoga nisis hepechateva, a miracle that went against nature, bibikia sayam, the splitting of the sea, ubalachsmei yisrael b'charov b'sachayam, so it was against nature. Beis, hanhoga tibius, shechazar ayam letivai, shalmayim liyam mechasim, that the waters returned to the natural state. We told him, and that's why the Mitzrayim got drowned. Pitahim is in the depths. Ashlachasam b'mitzulais, and they're thrown into the ocean. V'yeh k'deil shir shira, gam b'yaisi adei ruach ha-kaidesh. In order to sing a proper song, even through ruach ha-kaidesh, sarach ha-inyan ha-shaleh ha-bohem b'shir li'es nitfas b'seichel. Ha-mishayro b'havanasai. You have to sing praise of something that's understandable. Kein lo yoyah ef-shaloi m'shira al-etzem ha-kriya. It wasn't possible really to sing about the etzem splitting of the yam, because it's not something we can comprehend. Say over a shira about something that's beyond our imagination, that is, it's not appropriate to sing about. You could draw a picture, but you don't really have the picture. Where you draw the picture? You could draw a picture, but it... It was much nicer than that.
What?
It was much nicer than that. It looked better. Anyway. In brackets, he says, Zoha kosher shakriyas abso kolayma kushya havana b'chelek ha-nisi. L'chein hu b'pernasa. L'chein ba'ikar ashir rak l'chelek ha-gula, sh'deitenu oisi yochay l'lohavin. A proper appreciation is for a song of redemption. And so it's a deep idea. It would seem that we could sing praise for the splitting of the yam. He's saying it's not the same praise when you praise for something that you understand, that when you praise something that's supernatural. Supernatural, even though we have emunah and everything that happened, but when it's supernatural, it has a certain lack of reality to it. And, it's, I guess, more proper or more appropriate to say praise for things that are natural. So that's the message. So I guess what the place in Pesukim de Zimra is really not for the miracle of the splitting of the Yam, but for the fact that Klal Yisrael saw Hashem at that time. They saw, you mentioned last night, the faith they had in Hashem because they had this sense of His being there. The Shivchal Yam saw or sensed Hashem. So really, that's the ultimate shira more than the miracles.
Why does it say the words love?
Because the miracle is not the main thing. I would have put in here what the Rambam says, that Bnei Yisrael, the Emunah is not based on miracles. It's not based on miracles. An Emunah that's based on miracles is a faulty Emunah. The Emunah of both Matan Torah and Kriyas Yamsuf was Ra'a Shivchal Hayah, Mashal Ra'a Cheskel Bambuzi, meaning there was a real sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being there. There was a feel of Ruchnius there. There's a feel of God's presence. And like they said, Zeh Keli Vanveya, like someone who points with his finger, as if they could actually see it and sense it there. Those both of them, right. He mentioned that also. He said the same thing by Yisrael Sadibra and the same thing by Yamsuf. By both of them, it says the Lashon of Emunah. It says, V'chein b'matan Torah v'hem in b'Hashem. V'gam b'chay yamin ala'ilam. So, the singing of the Yamsuf is the fact that Gosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity to sense His presence. you know, to feel Hashem Mishpacha, Hashem Shemai, to have that sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the theme rather than the theme of miracles, which is the Rambam says is it's a misleading idea that miracles is what does it. So, page Kuf Pei Zayin, Ashira La Hashem Midas HaRachmim. The song is to Hashem who has Rachmanis, V'nichbol Shem Hashem Shal Rachmim Eser Pa'amim. It says 10 times in the Shira, V'av Shai is man din Al-Mapayim B'nei Mitzrayim. For the Jews it was a time of Rachmim, for the Mitzrayim it was a time of din. They sensed through the Ruach HaKodesh that they were privileged to have, that the miracle was Midas HaRachmim. It's hard to understand it. He's going to say the same thing, that Hashem, the Shem Rachamim, is Ish Melchama. Normally Melchama is Gevura, strength, and Hashem was Ish Melchama. Sometimes it's Rachamim. Ozi v'zimras ka v'hili lishua. What does that mean literally? Ozi, Hashem is my strength. V'zimras ka, odd word. And the song of Hashem, v'hili lishua. Hashem was my help. Kan gilu b'nei Yisrael rayin aniru l'chayra k'mechudish. What's mechudish about this one? Let's see what he says. It says there's a chidish in this. Ooh. Shigam kishaloyo ya kadish baruch hu nikalako. Vayikav yachos shem Hashem chaser. Even when it was ka, we said yud hey without the vav and the hey is when Hashem is not begiloi. Shayirak ka, haynu bisman golos mitzrayim. Gam oz haysa kadish baruch hu uzi hamachziki v'amidi. Hashem was still the one who gives me strength. Shaloi nachshayv shechaya v'seir mitzrayim hayirak. We should not think that the work of Mitzrayim was simply one of pain and tribulation. That even in the hard work of Mitzrayim, there were many Jews that didn't lose the sense of faith. And they recognize that God is alive. Very hard. When a person is suffering and struggling to sense a betachin in Hashem, he's saying that Ozi v'zimras ka means that the people felt Uzi, Hashem's strength, even at the time that they were oppressed. It's this strength that gave them the power to overcome all the pain, the kipuach midas anushis, and the subhuman behavior. It's true. Shai midas chalkam yimei avodasam. It's interesting, there are contradictory chazals about the level of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. We have an idea that they somehow fell into tumah and they are haloloi, they have avodasara. And we have the opposite idea that that they were great, and there was, I guess there was a sense of both. There was a sense of both. No, not bipolar. There is a difference of opinion as to whether the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim was real. The Rechaim HaKadosh on the pasuk Mishkul Kulachem, last week's parasha, says they were not oivdei Avodah Zarah in the sense of bowing to gods. They were the Avodah Zarah to find favor in the eyes of their masters. So if they went to church on Sunday, they didn't have to work, so they'd rather go and bow down to the Nile River than suffer in pain. So this is, I mentioned this one, it's a Shabbos, a machlokes about whether the Avodah Zarah was real. The Chasam Ish in a letter rejects this. He says Avodah Zarah means Avodah Zarah. They were the Avodah Zarah, but others say not that way. It's unclear as to where it was. As far as the Mem Teshari Tumah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to deal with it. It's not a Gemara. It must be. It's not a Gemara.
No.
No, I don't think it must be a Medrash. They were mem tishrei tuma. I think so. It says on the pasuk.
As a kid, that's what we always knew.
Yeah, there is a chazal. There's a chazal. Bechipazi yotz Mitzrayim. Had they waited, they wouldn't have been. I don't know. It doesn't, not belittling it, I'm just saying it's not so easy. I don't know. It seems that even though they weren't, their observance level was lower, but their recognition of the Yiddishkeit remained. Leishinu Shema, Leishinu Shemaisam, they were a Mizana, there were aspects of it that were. Be that as it may, so he's saying Oziv Zimras Ka means even when they were Meshobid, they still understood that the faith belongs with Hashem. The morar is the bitter work, and we dip it into charoises. She's echelatit. We put a little cinnamon in. Everyone puts cinnamon in the charoises. So, why? Zechel teven. Ashal chayra yifla kimish ikra zechel shibud. Since the main thing is the zechet hard work, I said tzurich liyos mipil polim umelach v'chardel. Why don't we make it out of pepper and salt and mustard? Oydavar amar v'charifin and other bitter and sharp things. Hamaron al amiriras kushi hashib b'chaymel b'lveinim. Why don't we dip the mar into something sharp? Lema tapuchin, the pears besukim, we use sweet fruit. El shayisat akana lahatlos v'yamaros chayeim b'mesek the mesikus habitachin zechel oisa mesikus shayis lam yisrael b'mitzrayim. So it was maror, but the maror had a tinge of sweetness to it, in that Klal Yisrael stayed faithful. Lahiris is b'nei Yisrael shei de b'tar mekadosh baruch hu mehapchin hamar lemosik. We could turn the bitter into sweet. So Ozi v'zimras ka v'ahili Yeshua refers back to the work in Mitzrayim. Umara, Hashem shafal hirsh, says Tal, b'pirish teilim pirish mikray kaidish. He explains the following words. B'shuv Hashem shiva siyayim, when Mashiach will come. Oz yayimu v'agayim higdal Hashem nasi semeilim. Goyim will say, Hashem did great things with them, aval lo yodu v'lo yavinu, Shehigdal Hashem lasei simanu. We say, "Oz yomer v'gayim hishlam lasei semeila," and then we say, "Higdal Hashem lasei simanu yinu semeichin." So anybody who sings Shir Hamalos, it's like a double lashon. Higdal Hashem lasei simeila, what the goyim say about the Jews, and we say, "Higdal Hashem lasei simanu." So what does that mean? B'chol eisav v'chashav v'gam b'yaseinu v'ununu v'dukam tachas ala galiyos. Even then, Hashem did with us. What's that German? Wir sind heiter geblieben. German? Wir sind heiter geblieben. Vleyavadu b'tchenenu v'kadosh baruch hu. Einzal b'chasti Hashem. That kind of bar. Listen to Rav Shamshel of Hirsch, it's Taichik Tehillim. Shir HaMahalis b'shuv Hashem as Shiva Siyayin. When Mashiach will come, we'll go back to Zion. He look at home; it's like a dream. Then Oz Yairu Vagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasi Semela. The Goyim will say, "Then Oz Yimosay Pirul Sheni." Oz Yairu Vagoyim Hashem Lasi Semela. The Goyim will say, "Hashem helped the Jews." And we're going to say Higdil Hashem Lasi Simanu. The Goyim see it now. When Mashiach will come, the Goyim will say, "Hashem helped the Jews," and we'll say Higdil Hashem Lasi Simanu. We appreciated Hashem's help even earlier, even during the time of the bitter times of Galus. Look at the songs of the Maril on Yontif. The songs were made during difficult times. My favorite Kotzke Vertloch, it says in the Gemara that Nebuchadnezzar was going to sing praise of Hashem when he saw whatever it is that he saw, that Kosh Baruch Hu helped him, he conquered the world. So he's going to sing praise of Hashem. His song would have outshined Tehillim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a Malach came and slapped him on his mouth, and he didn't say it. So the Kotzki asks, that's not fair. If he's ready to say praise that's better than David HaMelech's Tehillim, let him say it. Why are you stopping him? He's doing a good thing. So the Kotzki answers, no. When you're comfortable sitting in a comfortable couch and it's warm and you have butlers serving you drinks and you're singing praise, okay. David didn't sing his praise when he was comfortable. David, it's amazing. You know, he sang a song when Avshalom died. He sang a song when he was hiding in the cave. He sang a song, Bevarchim ne'Avshalom. He sang songs during times of difficulty. So the Malach gave Nebuchadnezzar a chance. He said, you want to sing a praise? He gave him a slap. And let's see if after a slap, he can still sing a praise of Hashem. So he didn't, his son didn't die. He just got a slap. You know, it's like at night. I don't know if it ever happens to you. You ever stub your toe in the middle of the night when you walk around. Puts you in a lousy mood.
He's a warrior.
Yes, definitely.
Somebody slapped a warrior and that's it.
He stopped singing. He didn't stop being a warrior. But, you know, sometimes you're in a good mood, you sing, and if someone slaps you, so he stops singing. So he stops singing. You know, singing and getting a slap don't go together. So that's why it is. So I don't know. Sometimes I stub my toe, I say, God, there's nobody up. It's just me and you. Why do I have to stub my toe now? You know, it's midnight. Why do I stub my toe? Make any sense? He wanted to give me something to say after Shir, but I don't know. Okay. Anyway, that's what we do. We stub our toe, we look to God. So even when you blame him, you're a big man in Hashem. I once had a very tragic young man that I was very close with, and he was sexually abused as a young man in wherever, terribly. He grew up. He was a regular yeshiva boy, but he had a lot of anger in him to Hashem. So he once told me, one Yom Kippur, he was so angry at Hashem that he lived in Borough Park. He went on the other side of McDonald Avenue, on the Italian side, and it used to be Italian side, and on Yom Kippur he went and bought a slice of tray for pizza and ate it. Just, you know, like to show Hashem, you know. And you know, his father Rasid would have killed him, imagine. And I told him, when he told me this, he said, wow, you're the biggest man in Hashem I know. He ate the pizza just to be, because of his anger at Hashem. He went to Yom Kippur to eat and trade for his life. He said, you believe in God more than anybody I know? You know, like some of the scene. What? He's from today, Baruch Hashem. But he went through a lot of therapy till he got where he is. And Baruch Hashem. He recently became a father too. But, yeah. But the point is that Klai Yisrael Mishas Sara, so we look heavenwards. Hopefully we don't go to pizza stores, but we look heavenwards.